and a brother.
And a Warner sister dot.
Just for fun, we run around the Warner movie lot. They lock us in the tower whenever we get caught. But we break loose and they're the most, and now you know the plot. We're Animaniacs. Dog is cute and Yakko yaks. Wacko bats with a snatch while the Clinton plays the stats. We're Animaniacs. We Pinky and the Brain who want to rule the universe. But Babbitt's not together, Slappy whacks him with her purse. What you say is Mindy, while we act in the verse. The writer's script, we have no script, my father to rehearse. We're Animaniacs. We have paid for play contracts. We're strictly to the max, they're baloney in our slacks. We're Animaniacs, totally insane.
Where's Lon Chaney?
Animaniacs, those are the facts.
Publisher Smearing House. Hey, Slopface, that's the last meatball. Swallow it and you're the winner.
You've already had 500. One more isn't gonna hurt.
Honest, guys, if I eat one more, I'm gonna die.
Right you are, Wacko Warner. One more meatball and you're officially mine.
Our little garbage disposal.
Wacko Warner. Your time has come.
Better go. Gotta head to Rite X for some iron ore.
I am death, and I hereby declare you to be living impaired. Hence, you must go with me to a dark kingdom of no return.
Okay, that sounds fun. When do we leave? Do bears live there? Want some meatball grease?
Don't do that. It attracts ants. Come, we're wasting eternity.
Hey, mister, are you about to drag our brother off to a bleak nether realm of despair where the future is nothing but an endless sea of anguish and horrible misery?
Yeah.
We want to go too!
Though I haven't a thing to wear.
Come on, be a sport.
Take us too.
Forget it. If you're not on the official list, you can't go.
Oh, please don't separate us, Mr. Death. We love each other. We're a family, a set, like Civil War chess pieces from the Franklin Mint.
As you would clearly note in Section 5, Subsection 9, Paragraph 2, first sentence, I quote,
I love story time.
Only authorized deceased, defined as those living impaired whose names have been duly recorded on the official list, may accompany death or a legally designated agent thereunto pertaining. And Wacko Warner is the only Warner listed. You can't go because you're not dead, and you're not dead because you're not on the list. Good day.
We want to stay together!
I'm a bonded carrier. I can't bring unauthorized personnel.
Why?
Our insurance won't cover you in case of an accident.
Why?
Because we can't afford the insurance premiums.
Why?
It's not in the budget.
Why?
Listen, you nasty little munchkins. I don't get paid extra for bringing tourists along. So bug off. There, I've said it. I feel better.
But we want to stay together.
Stop acting like big babies.
We are not big babies.
These are big babies.
All right, fine. You win.
House the virgin. All is strange and vague.
Are we dead?
Or is this Ohio?
You're not dead, but if you must stay with your brother, then Appendix 3 contains a clause allowing the carrier, that's me, to play you in the life or death game of chess.
Chess is unknown to us. We prefer checkers.
Checkers it is.
Unless you have Uncle Wiggily or Candyland.
I win, Wacko goes with me. You win, and the three of you stay together forever. Agreed?
We accept.
To accept is to yield.
To yield is to allow oncoming traffic the right of way.
Your breath is like the breeze off a landfill.
Food particles are wedged between your teeth.
Could we get started sometime before the next ice age?
Wow! That was neat! Can you change it into virtual reality?
Feel free to move first. It really doesn't matter. I haven't lost a checker since time began.
When was that?
I think it was a Tuesday. Very few people know that. Your move.
What's that like, Wacko?
Pretty boring. I've already hummed all the songs I know.
Crown me! Why, you miserable little hamsters!
Look!
It's Merv Griffin!
Where?
Oh, sorry, my mistake. It was just a big cloud. Your move. Oh, boy. You're in trouble now.
What do I do?
If I were you, I'd move there, there, and there.
Maybe I'll move here.
Guess who?
Crispin Glover?
Nope.
Kathy Lee Gifford?
Nah, you're way off.
That Urkel kid!
Hey, you peaked!
We win! But you put up a heck of a fight for a literary personification of the state of non-being. I read that in Cosmo.
Yeah, I lost, and the deal's a deal. So let's make it official. I said if you won, the three of you would be together forever. Thus, Jaco and Dot Warner, I hereby declare you to be living impaired. You're all dead.
Does this come up with water?
I didn't tell you pesky little things about the subclause to Appendix 3 that renders all previous clauses and amendments null and void should I lose at checkers.
That means we'll all be like a family.
Can we call you Dadu?
Hey, Pop, can we stay up past 10?
Can we watch the adult channel?
Hello, nurse!
Don't call me Dadu. And try and maintain the proper attitude of fear and respect due to me by regulations. At least tremble a little.
Oh, come on, lighten up, Daddy. Take us for a pony ride.
Pony ride, pony ride, pony ride!
And the tie-yah yippee in the bowl.
See here. Stop this at once. Oh, that's smart. Ouch. Ooh. For the final time, get off of me.
Uh-oh.
There. That's better. Mommy.
And go boom.
Oh, he'll need a jumbo band-aid for that one.
I'll have the linguine with clams.
Want some back team, Popperoo?
I love you, Dadu.
And just think, we'll be together forever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
No, wait! I may have acted a bit hastily. Okie dokie, you win. I hereby rescind my previous proclamation and proclaim you all to be alive. with all rights and privileges until such time as I return. Which won't be for a very long time.
Well, I'm not going to attach to this guy. What do you say? Well, okay. Well, thanks just the same. But we want to go with you, Daddy.
No!
Hey, you forgot this. You'll catch your death of cold, so to speak.
Hey, were you guys serious about keeping us all together?
There's more to life than just living, Wacko. There's loyalty, courage, and the bonds of love that bind a family together.
That's right. It's not death we should fear, but a life poorly lived. For nothing is worse than squandering this most precious gift of our Creator. Spielberg eats this stuff up.
And now, Dot's Poetry Corner.
Little Miss Muffet. Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet, and what a big tuffet she had. If you're feeling insecure, just stand next to her, and then you won't feel quite so bad. Thank you.
This has been another visit to Dot's Poetry Corner.
Speaking. Good news! I have finally located the world's very last remaining pair of endangered Hippopotamus trundulus. Now I may begin my lifelong dream to study these magnificent beasts, preserve their species from extinction, and record their primitive communication.
Match point!
Thank you, Bird.
Whatever. My life.
Game, set, and match, moi! I win, I win, I win!
Kudos for you, dos, Marita. Domo arigato, Warhol.
This beautiful pair of rare Hippopotami trundulus is heading toward their primitive jungle dwelling.
I, my beautiful self, give thanks for bottled Pellegrino mineral water.
Well, see, I would hate to have to resort to drinking river water, but do it. Shall we do lunch?
Marita, the expression do lunch is out. Now you say meal. Meal is a verb now. So, let's meal.
I detest being behind on trendy slang. We're falling behind, Flavio. Not one single trend has started in this jungle. Just look at this neighborhood.
Janet Phipps, come on down.
I know. I want to move to the city.
The city?
The city? But the city is full of danger.
You are right, my princess. We should be where wannabes are welcome. Let's move to the city.
Flavio, what is it?
Just a little moving surprise your hubby love ordered from the selfish image catalog. Our rickshaw to rapture.
Oh, a chop chop chopper. We're going apartment hunting. Hippos are leaving the jungle. Oh, look, Flavio, the world trend center. There's the Guggenheim Museum! And the Banana Republican store!
I must protect my hippos from the dangers of the city and return them to the jungle. Darling, what is that annoying, oofing, touching sound?
They just don't build those hoarly birds like they used to, my love. Careful, we just had a detail. Shall we kneel first?
No, no. Let's go find a realtor. And let me borrow your jacket. May I help you? We have done the jungle, and now we are looking for the perfect city-dwelling apartment. Sorry, the city's awful. Nothing available. Go back where you came from, the jungle. That's where you should live. Goodbye. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Goodbye, then.
Please, we'll look at anything.
Anything? Redecorating is no problem. My Feng Shui master decorator works miracles with fabrics.
Feng Shui? Don't ask me.
Maybe there is something that will send you running back to the jungle. This building features cold floors, obstructed views, and uncomfortable seating. See? You hate it. I love it. I love retro industrial. What a wonderful doorway sculpture. Functional, too. Ooh, that feels good.
Actually, my darling, retro industrial's been done to the gills.
Oh, Pooh, what else have you got? This rustic fixer-upper property features all the amenities of an auto junkyard. So tell me how much you loathe it.
Au contraire. Fascinating modular construction.
What colors? Oh, Flavio, I don't think there is room for my pottery wheel. The last available space in the city. Voila! It's an unheated cesspool with poor ventilation, asbestos fumes, and... heavy traffic flow. So that's it. You hate the city. Back to the jungle with you.
It's true, Fudge Muffin. Nothing's been as good as our jungle house.
Oh, Pooh, it's true. Nothing is as trendy as our old house. Baby wants our jungle house, Flavio.
Then it's yours, my perfect.
Oh. Now my study may continue in the safety of the jungle. This is the perfect house, Flavio. I feel so at home here.
Anchors away!
Beautiful! And it's geographically correct.
I do so love to see you happy, mon amour.
Jungle was
nice, but way behind the times. For two endangered hippos with hip and trendy minds. So they flew their Range Rover to the city's neon glow. Fabio and Marita, the hip hippos.